Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Even though you make payroll every Friday, you don't have a guaranteed paycheck. You're a small business owner, and you eat what you kill.
We're back. It's 13 after the hour. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this is our Women in the Marketplace Hour that we have at least once a month. I mean, we talk a lot about things that would benefit women, particularly on the show all during the month, but there's one hour we carve out every month to allow Sherry Henry to join us. Sherry is assistant administrator of the Office of Women's Business Ownership. She is
at the SBA.
That's what, right. I was about to say that.
Business Administration. Hi, Sherry, everybody.
Sherry's role in that role is she's an advocate of women's business owners in both the public and the private sectors. And Sherry, thank you for being here.
It is just my pleasure, and I can't wait to talk to our guest today, Nancy Blackman.
Yes, Nancy is with us. Nancy is a friend of ours, folks. She's been on the show before. You may remember her from last June. She's the director of Triangle South Enterprise Center and the Harnett County Small Business Center since 1990. She has a degree in accounting, has owned and operated her own family business with her husband for over 20 years prior to joining the Central Carolina Community College. She is also, just a couple of other things, she's also senior partner of the Women's Investment Network. Nancy Blackman, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Sherry. I hope you're doing well today.
And Nancy, I am just stunned that for 20 years, you and your husband ran an agricultural industry and trucking company that was so non-traditional for women. You were a pioneer. Couldn't have been easy.
It was very hard work because we did all aspects of it. We were involved in agriculture, primarily farming, anything related to it. It was very interesting. It was a challenge also.
And it must have laid the groundwork for your ability to help rural businesses get started today.
It helps because the fact is, if you've been there, done that, at least you can give them some insight in what they're up against. A lot of times people don't realize how hard starting a business actually is and how hard running a business is. They think it's, okay, I don't have to report to anybody anymore. I don't have a boss. I am my own boss, and that's not the way it goes.
Nancy, when you were running your business, your husband was there with you, right?
That's correct.
Now, knowing you, I know you were a full partner because that's the kind of person you are. You're not a wallflower by any stretch of the imagination. You were out there, I'm sure, on the front lines just like he was. But there also were times when you had to represent your company by yourself in the marketplace, didn't you?
No, by all means.
Go ahead.
Negotiating bank loans or actually sometimes begging for money was more like it. all the taxes and things like that, dealing with regulatory agencies and things. So, yeah, there's a lot of times that he was not there, that I was the one that represented the company.
How did you find...
Nancy and Jim, we here at the SBA today, I'm sorry to say this, we still hear women saying all over the country, you know, that bank is saying bring in your husband when I want the loan. You know, they're not going to give it to me unless they at least see him. Nancy, how were you able to negotiate loans back then yourself?
Well, primarily, what you did was you fill out paperwork, and you had to have financial statements, did the financial statements, the ones that the banks were looking for, and then still your husband would have to sign. I mean, that's just part of the credit makeup. I mean, if there is a man and wife involved, then it's got to be personally guaranteed by both parties.
Yeah, in fairness, a lot of guys go down to the bank and get a loan, and the banker says, take this to your wife and have her sign it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to...
Is that right, Jim?
Oh, yeah,
even
absolutely.
Even though the wives aren't part of the business? Because what we hear is when women own the business 150%, and their husbands are driving a semi across the country and have nothing to do with it, they are still asked, often, too often, to bring in their husbands. Nancy, do you still see that?
Well, yeah, but like I said, part of my job, too, is we lend money through USDA Rural Development. I operate an intermediary lending program. We didn't touch on that. And so it's kind of like how assets are tied up, and maybe that's what they're not telling you, is that, you know, they're pledging collateral under husband's names on it, like real estate. So in other words, that's just, you know, legality. So you have to kind of, it's hard sometimes to make a judgment call without seeing the whole package on that. So, but if it's all business assets, then if the husband's not involved in the bank, there's a problem somewhere along the line.
Well, the issue of the spouse signing is probably, as Nancy says, it's an issue of the assets that are being pledged, but it's also, it can be an issue of the size of the loan, the magnitude of the transaction. But yeah, Sherry, that's still happening today. The spouse, it's not a husband or a wife issue, it's a spouse issue. I need to have your spouse sign this note. And so that is happening. But there are cases, and we all know this, and as you pointed out, Sherry, and as Nancy, as I know you've lived through it, there are cases when the husband should not have been required to be involved, and they were required just because of the way the marketplace sometimes treats women.
You know, I was in the state of Delaware, and the lieutenant governor of the state got up to the microphone after the governor spoke and other people spoke, and she talked as a small business owner and said the day her husband died, after the two of them had been in business for 20 years together, an asphalt paving company, as I recall, the day he died, they called her up and said, bring in your book. You know, there still is, unfortunately, a bias in the lending community that we are trying very hard to stamp out. And I think what is beginning to stamp it out is the enormous success that women are having. Don't you think, Nancy?
Oh, by all means, because like I said, anytime you're talking about a loan, I mean, if the woman is successful and she goes in and she has her paperwork done like it should be, an adequate business plan, financial statements and things of that magnitude, and her credit history is good, and it's like she shows tremendous repayment ability, and the assets are there, people are usually like, yes, I mean, there's no sex when it comes to that. If you've got, you know, pretty, if you're bankable or you're somebody's willing to lend you money, they're looking at you real strong. It doesn't matter if you're a female or male on that account.
And what do you think, Nancy, is the biggest impediment for women in getting that bank package together? Because it is so important that you go in the first time with it correct. You don't want to be turned down by a bank.
Nancy, I'm going to let you answer her questions. Hang on to that after we take this break. Folks, it's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our co-host this hour, Sherry Henry, and our special guest, Nancy Blackman. We're talking about women in the marketplace. 888-822-8255. We've got room for you.
Hello.
We're visiting with our good friend, Sherry Henry, who's with the Office of Women Business Ownership, which is part of the SBA. Sherry is my co-host this hour, and our guest is Nancy Blackman. Nancy is the director of Triangle South Enterprise Center in beautiful downtown Dunn, North Carolina. And Nancy, you were about to answer a question of Sherry's, but what I want to point out, Sherry, things I want to say before she does that, we were talking about some things that are to be more competitive when it comes to acquiring capital. One of the things that I'm happy to see in the president's budget this year is some of the things that they're increasing the budget significantly for the SBA, and one of them is to allow for 90% instead of 80% guaranteed by the SBA for certain size loans, and that 90% guarantee will help a lot of women and other people who are maybe somewhat disenfranchised to get a loan and get the money they need to start that business.
We are so excited about that, and please, anybody who can, ask that congressperson to look at that bill, because if we can have banks be able to guarantee up to 90%, they're going to be more likely to give a loan to the person who has trouble getting it. And that's where the SBA always comes in. We're for the gap. We're
yep.
for the people who can't quite do it on their own. And that means very small businesses with small amounts of money. And you know, Jim, if you look at the 20 million jobs that the Clinton-Gore administration has produced, do you know that 18 million of them have come from small business?
That's right.
And that's exactly why we need the ability to loan to people to get them up and get them going in their businesses.
Well, you're talking to one of them. I've got an SBA loan. But folks, remember this. It is a loan. These are not grants. It is a loan. You have to pay it back. And so that brings us back to the question, Sherry, that you asked Nancy. And I'd like for you to ask it quickly again.
I just wondered, you see women go into the bank and they get their bank package all together. What's the biggest mistake they make, or what's the biggest impediment in putting that bank package together so that they have to do it right the first time? What are they missing most?
Well, sometimes they just go in totally unprepared at all. It's just like they have the idea that they're supposed to go in and say, I'd like to borrow money for this business. And they really, you ask them how much, and they say, well, I don't know. And then you say, well, do you have a business plan? No. Well, do you have any assets? Well, maybe, stuff like that. But the main thing is sometimes they just do not do enough pre-planning. If they would meet with somebody, there's so many agencies in the United States that help people as far as passing on information that's needed in acquiring capital. So if they just look around for some free information, go to small business centers. Also, we were just talking a few minutes ago, Small Business Administration funded the Women's Center in Fayetteville. It's located right on Market, or in right downtown Fayetteville, not too far. It's on Hay Street. It's a wonderful center, so that educational courses, the SBTDCs. There's all kinds of agencies to help women prepare these packages.
And it's free, Jim.
Yeah, that's right.
I think we have to say it over and over. This is your tax dollars at work.
Yeah.
It's free expert advice. And no one needs to do this alone. There is help out there from the SBA or from centers like Nancy Blackman, where people can go get the help they need.
There's a lot of help out there, folks. And one of the things I want to point out, ladies, that I think is very important, and I'm saying this not only to women but to men as well, being successful in business is not intuitive. It is a discipline. It's something that you have to learn just like anything else. And ladies, if you haven't come up in the business world, and then all of a sudden you find yourself thrust into it for whatever reason, for your husband, gets ill, becomes ill, or dies, or something like that, and you have to wind up getting in the business, just because you don't know something, that doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. It's just that that's not your background. And so as the ladies are saying, there's plenty of help out there for you. You just need to ramp up a little bit and learn some of the things that Nancy was saying. Nancy, when you were saying what you did about women going to the bank, that's not because women aren't capable of going to the bank. It's just that they haven't had that background.
No, being a business owner is not something you just wake up one day and say, gee, I'm going to own my own business. It's an acquired skill.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things that you have to deal with from day to day. And like I said, acquiring capital is one of them sometimes.
Sherry, one of the things that I have found in my many, many years in serving small business is that small business owners don't like to admit that they don't know something. They will actually almost go down before they'll ask somebody for fear that somebody will think that they don't know something. And that we've got to fix that.
Well, that's part of the personality of an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Most entrepreneurs are just hard charging. I'm going to go do it. Nobody can tell me I can't do it. I'll never quit until I do it. And that's part of the good aspect of an entrepreneur. The two-edged sword, though, is I don't think I need any help.
That's right. Stand by, ladies.
We don't have to have that.
We'll be right back. It's 29 after. Stay with us. I've got a couple of my heroes on the show with us this hour. Sherry Henry is with the Office of Women Business Ownership, part of the SBA. She's assistant administrator, and she's our co-host this hour. And Nancy Blackman is the director of the Triangle South Enterprise Center, which is an incubator, business incubator, an entrepreneurial center. They're known by a lot of different names around the country in beautiful downtown Dunn, North Carolina. Sherry, tell us about your online resources with the Office of Women Business Ownership.
I would love to, because we do for women who can't get into Nancy Blackman's Triangle South Enterprise Center or into some resource like that nearby. We have on the internet every piece of information you could possibly need about starting a business or growing a business. And the good thing about it is it's free, it's interactive, so you can get up and get counseling online just for you yourself and your own business problems. And it's a great meeting place for women around the world. So,
Jim,
if I could just give the address, which is www.onlinewbc.com. www.onlinewomensbusinesscenter.org. That stands for onlinewomensbusinesscenter.org. I would hope that your listeners would try us out.
You won't regret that, folks. That's a great resource. I've been there before, and I know, Nancy, you're familiar with that site.
Oh, yes. I visited in Tampa at the Women's Center, and they were very nice to show me the information. That was one of the things they pointed out to me.
How many women's business centers do you have around the country, Sherry?
We have a network of 80.
80?
And right now we have a request for proposals out that we will start another 15 this year.
Congratulations.
This program is very popular because, as Nancy well knows, there are so many women who want to start businesses and who are looking for the expertise to do it. I mean, the numbers of women starting businesses is just skyrocketing.
One of the reasons why I think women are going to be so successful in the marketplace is a concern, something that I was talking about earlier. When I said small business owners, Sherry, you and I were talking about small business owners not typically wanting to ask questions and because they're afraid somebody might think that they should have already known that. Women are less likely to do that than men are, aren't they, Nancy?
Oh, by all means.
So women are going to be more likely to seek out help, to seek answers, to do the research than a guy is. Have you found that in the ladies that you've served, Nancy?
Yes, and a lot of times, you know, if they're interested in their own business, and a lot of times the woman will call me for their husband's business. I met with a nice couple yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and she had called me. She said, you know, I found out that you could help us with our business. Can you meet with us? I'm like, oh, yes. And I thought I was just going to meet with her, and she brought her husband in. We had different scenarios, but they will ask questions. I have more women in my seminars a lot of times, but it's 50-50. It just depends on the time of the year and what kind of businesses people are interested in getting started and how the economy is.
One of the smartest things any startup can do or any small business can do is networking, Sherry, and that's something that women are really good at, is networking.
Well, they really are good at it, Jim, and they want to do it. It's their nature to want to be around other women who are doing the same thing. The problem is that almost half of all women's businesses today in America are based at home,
mm-hmm.
and that's very isolating. And Nancy, don't you see that too? Especially women in rural areas where it's hard to get with other women. Very isolating, very lonely, and anything that women can do to break out of that isolation not only helps them feel better,
mm-hmm.
but it also gives them the information they need to do a better job in their business. Nancy, what do you all do around the Triangle area to increase that networking?
Well, one thing that I've tried, and I'm still working on it, in fact, I'm going to have an election of officers coming up in April, is trying to form a home-based business association. So that people who are, like you said, isolated can get together at least once in a while, or you know, maybe once a month or once a quarter, and network with other business owners who are at home, and kind of give them some free information on taxes, on investing, different things that might be good for their business.
Home base doesn't mean cave dwelling, does it? Does it, Nancy?
Not hardly.
you're supposed to get out of your home sometimes. Speaking of home based, I had a lady email me within the last few days. And said that her husband had been diagnosed with a disease, and she was going to have to stay home with him, and she needed an idea about what could she do from her home, and she was asking me for ideas. Nancy, have you got any thoughts on that?
Well, a lot of times when people are interested in starting the business, they have to be realistic about what they can do. Sometimes these are hobby businesses or interest or some type of acquired skill that they have, or sometimes if they would check with their employer, if their computer skills are adequate, they can do telecommuting. I mean, there's all kinds of ideas where people can stay at home.
Again, you know, you don't have to figure it out by yourself.
No.
I mean, you go to the Internet and type in home-based businesses and see what you get. Go to the Online Women's Business Center and look at all the information about home-based businesses up there. Get on a chat room and talk to women all over the country about it. You know, Jim, one thing we have discovered is it's people in rural areas that really use the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Internet usage out west, across the Rockies, where people are so isolated, is so heavy compared to some of our major cities. It's really kind of quite amazing. So I would suggest that anybody who comes to you with that suggestion, go to a public library. Get on the internet.
You can get on for free at your public library.
There you go.
Exactly right. Stand by, ladies. We're going to take a break. It's 39 after. We're going to be right back with Sherry Henry and Nancy Blackman. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking about women in the marketplace, the challenges and the opportunities. 888-822-8255. Nancy Blackman, talk to us about your incubator, the Triangle South Enterprise Center. What do you guys do there?
Oh, we try to help people start businesses. We serve as a small business center for Harnett County through the local community college, which is Central Carolina Community College. We're affiliated with the North Carolina Technological Development Authority. We operate a loan fund through USDA, Rural Development. And like I said, primarily we provide office space and some support for people who are willing to start a business.
Sherry, incubators are serving a very important role in the marketplace for entrepreneurs these days.
They really are. And remember, we were talking about our Fayetteville Women's Center in North Carolina. They have an incubator there where there are about 80 women, mostly rural women, who have crafts and things they make, products to sell, and they're all in an incubator right in downtown Fayetteville. It's a wonderful thing to see. We need more of them because it gets home-based business people a place show their wares.
You know, one success story, and I think maybe I'm not sure if we mentioned this last time you were with us or not, Sherry, but there's a lady named Margaret McIntyre out of Arkansas who was one of the top SBA business winners year before last in 98, and she started a little craft business in her home making candy bouquets.
And I know her quite well, and now that business is a $40 million a year business.
International franchising business.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and so folks, you never know, and Nancy, I don't think anyone, men or women, should start a business from scratch, and it's okay to think about that maybe happening, but there's so much to do before you get that big that you really can't afford to dwell on that. Do you have people coming in with stars in their eyes and they haven't even got a business and they're already talking about an IPO?
Very rarely. Most of the time it's stars in their eyes dreaming of all the big money they're going to make and having to work, and they think they're going to work like 20 hours a week to make it. So
it's amazing.
Yeah, I'd have to do a reality check sometimes.
How do you do that? What do you do when a woman comes in and you know she needs support, you know she needs to hear a positive voice, but she's obviously got her heads in the clouds and her feet are not on the ground, how do you help them?
Well, you just have to talk to them, you know, on a level that said, okay, here's the scenario you're looking at, and then give them all the resources that you can for them, too, because, like I said, you could say, well, here's a book that we have here. We have one called Getting Started, How to Successfully Start a Small Business in Harnett County. But like I said, you know, that might not be the thing. We offer other things that, you know, that's good for them. Like you said, the Women's Center over in Fayetteville, you know, the online things that are going on now that you can use to start a small business. We work with REAL, which is Rural Entrepreneurship Through Action Learning, which is a nationwide program. We do the, you know, the business plan in that program. Also, through the North Carolina Technological Development Authority, we have the EEN, which is Entrepreneurial Education Network, where we actually do seminars via the computer. Or not we, they do, but it's something that I recommend to call up and they can pick up the software and sit at home and take a class on 10 steps to starting a business or some marketing things. It's just, there's all kinds of resources people take advantage of them.
So that's such an important point, Sherry, that Nancy makes, because what I tell people is don't wait till you need to start a business to start learning how to be a business owner. You need to start this process way early, don't you?
You really can't wait. You know, most women are starting businesses for a lot of reasons today. Most need a second income, particularly in rural communities. Women have been downsized from corporations. There are lots of reasons, but the number one reason is they get a great idea. That's the number one reason, according to the data. And that's what usually women start out with. I want to do such and such because I love to do, and they have a passion about it. Now, that's when people like Nancy and our women's centers and SBA district offices around the country can kind of give you a reality check about what it's going to take financially and what it's going to take in terms of hours, resources of all kinds. But, you know, usually an entrepreneur, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. They're going to find a way to do it. And you have to try to help them do it and not let them spin their wheels.
What I tell people is if you've got a job and you've got it in your mind that you want to be a small business owner, and by the way, the Forrester Group has conducted a survey and they found that 1 in 12 Americans are actively, who are not in small business, are actively thinking about it. What I tell people is while you're working, don't quit your day job. Go to these different websites. Talk to these different people like Nancy and Sherry. Listen to the Small Business Advocate Show. Read these books. Find out as much as you can about what these people have to say over a period of 6 months to a year, way before you have to start your business, so that when you start your business, you don't have to say, I mean, Nancy, I have people email me who say, I want to start my business tomorrow. What should I do? They don't even know the industry they want to go into.
And that's a situation. Email them back and say, wait a minute, you better wait till the next day. Or, you know, like I said, just tell them that the pre-planning is the key. The more that you put into it, you know, the better that you have a chance of succeeding. The ones that are hastily started and they really don't plan any, they're the ones that a lot of times they get in, they don't have enough capital in one thing and another.
When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back with Nancy and Sherry, we're going to talk about the importance of doing the thing that you are passionate about. That's so important because you're going to have to work harder than you ever worked in your life. You're going to have to put up with a lot of hardships and challenges like you've never had to do in your life, and you're going to have passion. And we're visiting with our very good friend and our co-host, Sherry Henry, who is a pro, folks, by the way. She had her own radio show for a number of years in one of her past lives. And she is the assistant administrator for the Office of Women Business Ownership, which is part of the SBA. And she's helping me to interview our guest, who is Nancy Blackman. She's the director of Triangle South Enterprise Center. She's a friend of ours, too. And I'm going to not say anything else to the end of this segment. Ladies, you got the rest of the show. I just want you to make sure you emphasize in whatever you say how important it is to have passion for whatever you're doing. Otherwise, if you don't, you will not make it in small business.
You know, Nancy, Jim is so right, but can you tell when people walk in your office and sit down and start to consult with you whether or not they have the passion? Is it obvious?
Well, I try not to be judgmental on that. I try to give everybody the benefit of a doubt, but pretty much you can look at people and tell if their personality types are right for it, or if they have the drive and ambition, or if they're just doing it because, you know, it's just something else to do. You know, it's, like I said, sometimes you get to the point you can almost pick them out, but you don't want to be like that. You want everybody to be successful. I like for women to do good. It makes me feel great to see a woman succeed.
You know, we find at the SBA, and this is, by the way, available at every SBA district office in America. Just pick up your telephone book and look up the number. We think mentors are so important for people. Even though they have all the passion and direction, still getting into business is new and different. And if you have somebody, is that something that you deal with too? Do you feel strongly about that?
By all means. And not everybody does have a mentor, but if they have somebody they can call from time to time, or somebody they can just, it's kind of like if they've got someone's shoulder to cry on, and that's what it's all about, or someone that they can call and tell them good news or bad news. That's what I've seen in the business incubator. It's kind of like you need a sounding board sometimes just to run, bounce ideas and things off that you plan to do.
And sometimes people are so reluctant to ask someone to do that for them, be that for them, but the truth is most people are flattered. I like it, you know, and I've heard mentors say to me many times, I have learned as much from my mentee as she has learned from me. What do you think about that?
By all means. But like I said, you know, that is, if they have somebody, it's the support. And that's important in a business, the support of, like I said, a mentor, someone that's been in a similar situation, or somebody that can serve as that sounding board, or sometimes just to make sure you need all the support you can, by all means.
What if you don't have it, Nancy?
You need to look at a group or somebody that you can interact with. So somebody else, like I said, some kind of association that deals with what you're doing, or, you know, like I said, I was talking about a home-based business association. If you're at home, or if you're in a town, a chamber of commerce, or, you know, some type of civic organization to get involved to form a network. So, like I said, you've got to find support somewhere.
Yeah, and if you don't have it from your family, it really is a hardship. It's a big impediment.
Definitely. The family support, if you're married, the spousal support. children, parents, whatever, because as long as they think that they believe in you and you can share with them, or if you need something, you can go back and say, I might need some assistance. And I see that so many times in small business. It's a husband, wife, or the parents are involved, or the children are involved, not to the point that it's draining on a business, but too many salaries coming out for the family, but the point that they can pitch in on a Saturday and help get caught up in something.
Nancy, I'm going to have to interrupt you. Folks, hi, remember me? Jim Blessingame. I'm enjoying this conversation. We got to wrap it up, folks. Sherry, quickly, website. I need your website.
OnlineWBC.org.
And Nancy Blackman, thank you so much. That's Sherry Henry, folks. Nancy Blackman, thank you. We're going to have you back again. Sherry, I'll see you next month.
I'm looking forward. Thank you, Nancy. Bye, Jim.
Bye, Nancy. Good job, ladies. Got to go for this hour, folks. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, people like Nancy Blackman and Sherry Henry, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.